You're listening to the Broadway Podcast Network.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Welcome. Welcome to the Great Broadway Game Show Competition. I am your host and humble quizmaster, Todd Graff. Here with, hey now, Andrew Lippa.
Hello, Todd. Hello.
So, let us get right to them. Our first player is a writer, performer, activist, tireless fundraiser for progressive and LGBTQ plus causes, a columnist, a jack of all trades, and master of fun. Jesus, aren't you fucking exhausted, Bruce? I can't believe how much you do.
Jack you off all those trades. It's just got me going. Yeah.
Playing tonight for the Los Angeles LGBT Center, it's Bruce Valange.
Hey, Bruce. Welcome.
I love I get disco music.
Well, Bruce, I bought the 12-inch single of this record, which is Where Is My Man, which you wrote for Eartha Kitt.
I did.
Mittens well, Rinnin, you're writing disco hits.
She had me at 12 inches. What can I tell you?
Not long after, you shaved your beard, which is still shaved, and you starred as Edna in Hairspray on Broadway. And how long did you do it for? Long time.
2 years. A year on the road and a year on Broadway. 800. Wow. 800 performances in high heels.
All right. Well, welcome, Bruce. And next in the batting order... Oh, yeah. Playing for Rosie's Theater Kids, which not only introduces kids from diverse, low-income communities to Broadway musicals, but offers personalized training in the arts, academic tutoring, SAT and Regents test preparation, college application guidance, and a million social services to ensure that they graduate from high school. It is Rosie O'Donnell!
Hi!
Hey, Rosie!
How are you?
I'm great. Are you ready for this, you think?
You know, listen, I'm getting old. I'm going to be 60 in March, and my brain is not what it was. So I'm going to do my best, but I'm not like that whippersnapper kid in the 90s on TV, you know? Oh,
we should all be like you at 60, I'll tell you. You know, here's the thing I want to bring up to you, and I debated whether or not, but I thought, oh, fuck it. Do you remember years ago when Fran Drescher tried to fix us up on a date?
Not only do I remember it, it was the most awkward night of both of our lives. And both of us sort of didn't really know how to tell Fran, and neither did Peter at the time.
Exactly.
And we were all gay.
Well, welcome. Thrilled that you are here. And now next, in no particular order... Who could this be for, except for Richard Kind? Hi, Rich.
Hello. Two great philanthropists were introduced before me, and I'm thinking, what are they going to say about me? I take money out of Starbucks barista tip jars. That's what I, you know, that's how.
You are here representing Project ALS, who, since 1998, have been identifying and funding the most promising scientific and medical research that will lead to the first, please God, effective treatments and the cure for ALS. Next, playing for Mental Health America, we have, let me get this music, here we go. I love it so much. Yes, indeed. We go deep on this show. You know, if I just played You're the One That I Want, it would be so Bush League. All right, so... Playing for Mental Health America, who, since 1909, no less, have been committed to promoting mental health via what they call their before-stage Warren, you know what? I'm just going to pause it because it doesn't seem like the right music to be playing for this serious subject. Since 1909, they've been committed to promoting mental health via what they call their before stage four philosophy, which is so smart that mental health conditions should be treated long before they reach the most critical points in the disease process, just like with cancer or heart disease. We have none other than, now we can play it again. The dynamic duo of Ashley Spencer and Jeremy Jordan. This is Ashley Spencer. Hey guys.
Hello everyone.
What's up?
Hi.
It's
was that
Ballet
also my
Sandy.
Intro? I'm happy about it. If that was also my intro, because
you know
that is a
Ballet
deep cut.
Sandy. Though right now that was we were listening to Ashley as Tanya Harding from the concert version of Tanya and Nancy and singing her face off as she always does. Jeremy, we met because one night I was passing by the theater where Rock of Ages was playing, and I decided to buy a ticket. It was raining. I went in on a whim, and the lead actor happens to be out that night, and Jeremy, who was a standby, went on, and within 5 minutes, I knew he was the guy for the role in that movie, Joyful Noise, and that's how I cast him. That was your first movie, right?
Yeah, and that was actually we found it was my first performance. On Broadway, much as the lead, it was my debut that night. So
that's unbelievable.
It was an energy in the house, and I've
you
never been cast
Todd
that way again.
Everything.
I was like, "Oh, this is how it works, right? This is how you get movies. You do literally one performance on Broadway, and you get a movie."
You're Charlie McClain.
You guys are not the the only married couple playing tonight, because we, you know. Here, you're going to know as soon as I play this music. Here we go. I bet you can guess. We also have a Broadway dreamboat that's been singing on the original cast album of The Mystery of Edwin Drood, who also happens to be, I think this is right, the longest running actor ever playing the Phantom in Phantom of the Opera. Here representing AS4.org, which is an organization that is made up, once again, I'm going to pause this because it's a serious thing. They're an organization made up of artists and activists dedicated to advancing reproductive rights. And as they put it, we envision a world in which every person has access to the full spectrum of reproductive health care, free from judgment, scrutiny, and obstruction. Hear, hear. It is Howard McGillin.
Oh, hi, guys.
How many? I'm going to introduce Richard in a second, but Howard, how many performances did you do with Phantom?
Something like 2,550, something like that.
Wow.
Which is how many years?
Insane amount of years. It was a total of 7 years broken up over a 10-year period.
Okay, so Howard, you are here, well, with your husband. He knows what I'm going to play. Broadway producer of High Society, among many other accomplishments. And High Society, by the way, starred my cousin Randy Graff.
Hear, hear.
And introduced the world and me to Anna Kendrick. And he's an all-around Broadway bon vivant who tonight is also representing AS4.org, Richard Sampson. Hi, Richard.
Hi, Todd. Mambo.
And Richard, I know I always make you do this, but tell them why I'm playing Mambo as your theme music.
Well, because back in the 1800s, I met Todd when I was at Stage Door Manor playing, of course, Take One Look at Me, Bernardo in West Side Story.
Okay, well, listen, everybody, on this show, you don't have to win the game for your charity to benefit. That's not how we roll. We make a donation to each. And if you're listening and watching at home, please go to, here comes the website address. So get ready to jot it down and put it in your phone. bpn.fm/gameshow. That's bpn.fm/gameshow, where you can link to them and donate anything that you can. If you can find it in your hearts or your wallets, I know times are tough,
but these places need our help and they deserve our help. So if you can, we will link you to their donation pages. And I'm going to, believe me, this isn't the only time I'm going to bring them up. So thank you in advance if you can do that. Okay, the game. So the rules of the game are very simple. It's basically name that show tune. I'm going to play a small portion of a song, and the person whose turn it is needs to guess both the song and the name of the show that it's from. Each of those is going to be worth 1 point. If you guess anything wrong, the opposing team can then guess and steal any points that are left. And if they guess wrong, it then comes back to the other members of the first team and you, if you think, oh, I got it wrong, but now I know what it is, so that the first team can guess. And that's it. When it's your individual turn, your team cannot coach you. That's the whole thing. Does that make sense?
Todd Graff, where were you when I was a gay teenager and would have listened to this over and over again?
I was a gay teenager wishing I had the same thing.
Yeah. Well, to all you gay teenagers out there, tell your straight friends to listen to this show.
Okay. I'll pass it right along.
Okay. So the teams are Jeremy, Ashley, Rosie, and Richard Kind versus Howard, Richard Sampson, Bruce, and Lippa. You got that?
Whoa.
Everybody know? Jeremy, Ashley, Rosie, and Rich Kind versus Howard, Rich Sampson, Bruce Valanche, and Andrew Lippa. So let us, please God, get started and play the Great Broadway Game Show competition. And Jeremy, you are going to be up first. You ready?
Okay.
Okay. Here we go.
Please be with
Here
you.
Here we go.
Wonderful. You can make a pot roast. That's wonderful.
What's so wonderful? First you brown an onion.
Okay.
No.
Not up your alley?
Oh, God.
What?
I just see your heart sinking from here.
Yeah, this is not my forte.
I couldn't help you. If I could cheat, I would, honey, but I don't have any idea.
I know.
Well, maybe it'll come back to us, but I have a feeling it won't.
Okay. I know, but they're going to know it. They're old.
No worries.
No
worries. So it goes to the other team for a guess.
We're allowed to discuss other teams. So
It's the grass is always greener from Woman of the Year.
Yes. There it is.
In the discussion. The grass is always greener from Woman of the Year. So this is Howard's team. Here we go.
I will never understand what I did to deserve you, or how to be the man that I'm supposed to be. I will never understand if I live a thousand lifetimes why you did the things you did for me.
Is this me, Todd?
It is you, Howard.
Parade?
Yes, it's Parade.
Oh!
Now Jeremy knows.
I will never understand.
No, I'm sorry, not the title. Other team, what's your guess?
It's All the Wasted Time.
It is All the Wasted Time.
All the wasted time. Oh, no, wait, that's Barry Manilow.
Different song.
Different. Yeah.
This is now Ashley's turn. Here you go. Ashley.
My story is much too sad to be told, but practically everything leaves me totally cold.
Oh.
The only exception I know is the case when I'm out on a quiet spree, fighting vainly the old ennui, and I suddenly turn and see your fabulous face. no kick from champagne.
Your alcohol is nothing to it all. But what is the name of the song? I get a kick out of you.
Yes, that's the point. Good for you.
I get a kick out of you from, oh my God. No.
Okay.
I don't know. Our team in unison. I probably do know this, but I don't. I'm sorry.
That's all good. It's all good. Other team got a guess?
One, two, three.
Anything goes.
Anything goes.
The original recording, Noch. You've got the original.
Yeah.
Of course.
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah.
So that's Howard, 1 point.
Hey, hold on. Howard was in the original re-recording of that.
That's right. Thank you, Richard.
It's okay,
oh my God,
Howard.
I loved that production. I saw that when I was in college, Howard.
An unknown talent named Patti LuPone sang that song to me every night for about 1,000 performances.
What a great.
So that's 1 point each, and now this is Richard Sampson's turn.
You're on the air, I'm underground, signals fading, can't be found, I finally open up, for you I would do anything.
Don't stop now.
I don't know what that is.
That's fair enough. Other team have a guess.
Are we going to discuss, or it looks like Jeremy might stop?
I know the title. I'm 99% sure I know the show. The title is Come to Your Senses.
Correct.
And can we discuss before we lock in a final answer?
Sure.
I believe it's from Tick, Tick, Boom.
Yes, it is. I haven't seen that in at least a week.
Tick, Tick, Boom is right. That's 2 points. Well done.
Redemption.
Was that Amy?
Yes, exactly.
We're going to win. We're going to win.
Okay, this is Rosie's turn. Rosie, here
oh,
you
no.
go.
Oh, no. I've been going.
Maybe it's Rosie's turn.
Somebody
better sing. I don't expect my love affairs to last for long. Never fool myself that my dreams will come true. Being used to trouble, I've been dissipated. But all the same, I hate it.
What happens now? Another ticket in another show, right? I know all the words, but I don't know the name of it. And
you know the show?
Is it from Hair?
No, sorry. All right, fair enough. Other team have a guess?
Yep.
Another suitcase.
Another suitcase in another hall.
Evita.
There you go.
Well done. 2 points for the other team.
Praised by Lin-Manuel Miranda as the future of musical theater, SUFS creator Shayna Taub makes Broadway history as only the second woman to write the book, music, lyrics, and star in her own original new musical. Don't miss the much-anticipated Broadway debut of the singular artist that Forbes calls visionary and Billboard anoints as one of the most inventive voices in musical theater. SUFS, the original new musical from Shayna Taub, is now playing on Broadway at the Music Box Theater. Get your tickets today at SUFSmusical.com. The Outsiders on Broadway tells the story of finding where you belong when the world refuses to accept you. Based on S.E. Hinton's beloved novel, featuring new music from Jamestown Revival and Justin Levine, and directed by Danya Taymor, Entertainment Weekly says that, with brilliant staging and some of the most captivating stage fighting currently on Broadway, The Outsiders has the power to inspire an entire generation. Get your tickets today at outsidersmusical.com.
And now we are up to Bruce Valanche. Here you go.
Eek. All right.
Has anybody got it? Nobody's got it all.
Chimneys are cozy. Chimneys are warm. As ports in a storm, got warm and cozy. Or not, I would give up.
If I could only be a movie star. Now, the apple tree.
Is the apple tree, but Bruce, I need the actual title of the song.
If I could only be a movie star?
No, I'm sorry. Close, but not right. Okay. Other team know the title of the song?
A movie star.
A movie star.
I could only be a movie star. I don't know the title.
Movie star.
No? Barbara Harris. Okay. Movie star.
Movie
All right, star. We'll go back to the first team. Anyone on the first team know it?
Howard Richard.
Yeah.
Howard Richard, you know it? No.
Movie star? Maybe movie star?
It's called Oh to Be a Movie Star.
Oh, well.
Title.
Oh, well. Fuck you, Sheldon Harnick.
Yeah. Zach.
Here we go. Richard Kind, this is your turn.
I'm so scared.
In the time of this, it's a boat gently dipping its bow, trim and tidy and built to float. Pretty little picture. Now put a boy on the starboard side, leaning out at the rail.
Next, I can do the choreography.
Slender and style. You can play the part.
Down below, put a tiny bed. The sun gets
hot,
the sea gets red, and off they sail on the first high tide. The boat and the bed.
It's a pretty little picture. Some funny thing happened on the way to the forum.
Correct, 2 points.
Well done.
It was cut from the revival. Richard. Nathan didn't do it in the revival.
And I did it, and it's the toughest song in the world. It's so difficult, especially when poorly directed.
No names, but tell us who. Yeah. Who was it?
Andrew Lippa, this is your turn.
Oh, God. It's a little night music.
It is.
Diffusing its usual glow.
9 o'clock. It's, oh my God, it's the quintet singing. The sun won't set.
Correct, 2 points.
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
Okay, so that we're through that round. Let's see what the scores on the doors are, please. Scores on the doors.
Close.
Lippa's team has 9 points. Rosie's team has 7 points.
Oi, not currently with the leaders.
Nine to seven.
I thought we were doing well.
You are. This next round is called the Singing Lippogram, and it is presented each week by the aforementioned Stage Door Manor, the Summer Camp and Theater Arts Training Center, where, in a perfect world, attendance would be mandatory for all children. Okay, here is how this round works. I will play a piece of a song, but at some point it will stop abruptly, like in musical chairs. Players must then buzz in. I'll explain that in a second. And whoever buzzes in first has to sing the next line or the next couple of lines, whatever it is, to get to the natural end of the phrase, picking up from where the song stopped, from where I stopped it. If the first person gets it wrong, it goes on to the second person and then the third, et cetera, until someone hopefully knows what the next line of the song is. So each song is worth 2 points, but very important, if you buzz in before the music stops, your guess doesn't count. It's musical chairs. You have to wait until after I stop the song for you to guess. Here is the first singing lippogram. Bruce.
But I immediately forgot the names. Hi, Angela. Hi, Helen. What's the story, Morning Glory? What's the word, hummingbird? She gave him a pin. I can't remember the exact lyrics.
That's okay.
Sorry.
Anybody else got a guess?
Nobody, it's Bye Bye Birdie. It's a telephone song from Bye Bye Birdie.
It's even the telephone hour from Bye Bye Birdie. But here is what they sing. Okay.
Do they really get in? Okay, never mind. Wasn't you shy? I forgot this where it went.
Here is the Knicks singing.
Okay.
Finishing the hat. How you have to finish the hat. How you watch the rest of the world from a window while you finish the hat.
Andrew Lipa.
Oh, mapping out a sky. What you feel like planning a sky.
Well done.
Ah, did it.
2 points. Lovely. Lovely.
Just looking to it today, so.
Yeah. Okay, here is the next one, right?
Yes, New York. It's really us, Barnaby and Cornelius.
All the guests of Mr. Hackler feeling great and look spectacular.
What a knack there is to that, acting like a born aristocrat.
That looks like Richard and Howard. I don't know if it's Richard or Howard, but it's one of you.
We got elegance. We got elegance.
If you ain't got elegance,
you can never, ever carry it off.
Yes, 2 points. Here we go with the next singing lipogram.
Good morning, starshine. You lead us along, my love and me as we sing our
morning song. Richard and Howard, whichever one of you it was.
Glippy glop, gloopy, glippy la la luli, la 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 lo lo.
Sort of, and yet not.
Nibby nobby newbie.
Okay, after you was Bruce Valanche.
Oh, it was the same. I don't know it any better than that. Lippy la.
Okay. Rosie, do you know your next?
Lippy da floofy, mini money moochie, ma 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 ma.
Andrew Lippa, do you know your nonsense?
Oobie abba dabba, doobie abba dabba, zibba.
All right, Mr. Kind, you are our last hope.
I know, but I got to hear the lead now. Okay. Glippy glop, gloopy, glippy gloppy, gloopy, la la la, lo lo. That's not that, it is it.
Here is what it actually is.
Glippy glop, gloopy, nibby nabby, noopy, la la la, la la la, lo.
Okay, I had the vowels.
Exactly.
Oh my God, why those
I've
words
just
don't
seen
stick.
An entire Broadway show with Richard Kind just doing nonsense syllables with all the songs that have nonsense syllables.
There you go. Okay, oh here we God. Go with the next singing lipogram.
It's good, isn't it grand? Isn't it great? Isn't it swell? Isn't it fun? Isn't it?
That looks like Lipa.
Nowadays, there's jazz everywhere.
Okay.
Everywhere.
No. So that means it's Ashley and/or Jeremy.
There's booze
Everywhere jazz, everywhere.
So close.
No, 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 no.
Bruce Valange.
I would go for blues and jazz too.
Oh, no. That means Rosie.
There's an order. Oh.
There's life everywhere, jazz.
It's so funny. Everyone is getting the lyric like correct, but in the wrong order. Richard and Howard.
There's men.
Yes.
Everywhere, jazz.
Yes.
Everywhere, booze.
Yes.
Everywhere, life. Everywhere.
Clearly we know who was the understudy and went on most of the time.
A lot. Exactly.
Well done. You get the points. Okay, here's the next one.
Oof. There's
nighttime shine.
Nobody's allowed to buzz him but Howard.
Darkness stirs and wakes imagination.
All right. I've waited all day for this. Please, Howard.
Silently the senses abandon their defenses. I ran
Wouldn't
out of air.
Wouldn't it be funny if you got it wrong?
Wrong. That's wrong. Please, me. I know it.
Beautiful.
I swear.
Booze and jazz and men.
Beautiful. Oh, music of the night. Gorgeous. Right. From Phantom. So here is the last singing lipogram. Here we go. One second, and here we go.
You've been inside the museum. We should go meet the dinosaurs, Kathy.
I'm ignoring everyone but Jeremy's buzz.
Will you share your life with me for the next 10 minutes?
Yes, Jeremy,
for the
go.
Next 10 minutes, we can handle that. We can watch the waves. We could watch the sky. Yeah.
Oh,
or just sit and wait as a time goes by.
It's my day off. My voice is real tired.
No. You're adorable, both of you.
Yes. Course, is Jeremy doing the next 10 minutes from the last 5 years. Beautiful. And you even get points for it. Jeremy, did I ever tell you the story about when Anna Kendrick called me on the phone and said, we're deciding between Richard LeGravenaes was directing. And she said, Richard and I are deciding in the movie of last 5 years between Jeremy Jordan and Jonathan Groff. And I want to make sure that whoever we picked can sort of stand up to me to make sure that it's an even two-hander. What do you think we should do? I wish I could remember what I said because I don't remember. It was so
was
long
it really
ago.
Jonathan Groff? I didn't
yes,
know
it was so long ago. No, I'm kidding.
I have a whole joke about Jonathan Groff beating me out of all these roles, and I didn't even know that I beat him out of one.
Oh my God! Yes, I said to her, Jonathan Groff is super, super talented, and I don't know him at all. I'm sure he's a very nice guy, but fuck him. I said you should absolutely use Jeremy. And I told Richie also. So
anytime I have a movie audition, I'm going to make them call you because apparently that's the only way it works.
That's the recommendation you should put on the resume.
Jonathan Groff on this show. Okay, never mind.
Okay. So
I mean, hilariously enough, I've replaced him in Little Shop of Horrors.
Yes, exactly. Irony. It's a big okay, so we are ready now for the finale ultimo. What are the scores on the doors, please?
Oh, we're getting trounced.
Lucas' team has 17, Rose's team has 8. So apparently there was a mistyping of the score earlier. It should have been 7 points instead of 6 points for Rosie's team. So we do know that. So the score actually is truly legally now. Lippa's team has 17 and Rosie's team has 8.
Okay. We're going to win!
So, that's the spirit, Richard.
We're going to send you to your breakout rooms because before I play the one and only finale Ultimo song, where you will need to guess both the song and show title. It's going to be one song, the same song for both teams, and you'll be able to confer about it in your breakout rooms. But first, I'm going to send you there so you can decide on how many points you want to bet. It's all about the math. You can bet all your points, none of them, or any amount in between. And once you decide, please write it down on the piece of paper. 17-8 is the score. So now go to your breakout rooms and figure out how much you're betting. See ya. Okay. Now, they are in their breakout rooms, but as I always say, actors and math, you know, not always the best combination. And so I'm going to spare you the wait that I'm going to have to sit through God knows for how long. And instead, through the magic of editing, cut to, and they're back. I am now going to play the finale Ultimo song. You can confer in your breakout rooms.
Oh, come on.
Everybody ready? Here we go.
They say that these are not the best of times, but they're the only times I've ever known. And I believe there is a time for meditation in cathedrals of our own. I can see the sad surrender in my lover's eyes, and I can only stand apart and sympathize. For we are always what our situations hand us. It's either sadness or euphoria.
Okay.
That's your song.
I'm sorry.
Go to your breakout rooms and write down your answer. And they are gone. Conferring, trying to figure out the song, as I'm sure you are doing at home. And I will take this opportunity first to play our TikTok music, which is TikTok from Company. And remind you that there are wonderful and important and worthy organizations out there that need our help. And we're playing for several of them today. If you can pick one, if you can pick more than one, times are tough, I understand, but anything you can do would be so appreciated. They are AIS4.org, Mental Health America, Rosie's Theater Kids, the Los Angeles LGBT Center, the Dramatists Guild Foundation, and Project ALS. And you can donate to any of them by following the link to bpn.fm/gameshow. That's bpn.fm/gameshow. And it will link to their donation pages. So thank you. Okay, everybody. I see smiling faces. Maybe that's a good sign. All right. So the score is Lippa's team 17. Rosie's team has 8. So someone from Rosie's team or everyone from Rosie's team, however you want to do it, show me written down what your guess is.
There's our guess.
Moving out. Sadness or euphoria. Got it. And other team, what is your guess at song and show title? Moving out. Say it. I can't really read it.
Summer Highland Falls.
Summer Highland Falls.
Oh, wow.
And in fact, it is from Moving Out. Billy Joel, of course. Not him singing, but his show. And the title of the song is Summer Highland Falls.
Oh, great.
So it's all going to be about the math. Rosie's team, how much did you bet?
We bet nothing.
You bet nothing. So
no,
it's now 17-8.
We bet it all.
So 17-16 doesn't really matter what you bet, Lippa's team, but what did you bet?
We bet nothing.
Oh, come on. You got to bet at least one.
17-16, Andrew Lippa's team wins. And good game, everybody.
17 to 0.
Right, they didn't get it.
I give them 16 points because
of their resumes alone.
17-8.
No, it doesn't matter. Whatever it is, we won.
Thank you. Love you all.
Love you. Bye.
Love you, baby. Bye.
Thank you. The Outsiders, S.E. Hinton's generation-defining novel, is now a powerful and moving Broadway hit that the New York Post is calling the best new musical of the season so far. Don't miss your chance to join Ponyboy and the Greasers and experience the classic story come to life in a whole new way. The New York Times calls it refreshing, gritty, and endlessly effective. So get your tickets today at outsidersmusical.com and, of course, stay gold. They say well-behaved women seldom make history. Just ask the Supps. A vibrant and wholly original new musical, Supps celebrates the real women who changed history and their story that is more timely than ever. See the show Variety calls an epic tour de force new musical. Deadline Cheers is a rare Broadway feat and leaves audiences inspired to keep marching. Supps has arrived on Broadway and not a moment too soon. Get your tickets today at suppsmusical.com.